go to Anonymous, Hilliard, Ohio, listening on 820 AM, just a few minutes before we hit a hard break. Anonymous, thanks for the call. What's your question for Jimmy Akin?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you need to take us off speakerphone, please, and talk directly into the phone.
Yeah, a little
Sorry
echoey.
About that.
That's all right.
Oh, is that better?
Yes,
that is better. Yes.
Oh,
speakerphone
okay.
And live radio are enemies.
All right. Well, I have one of my relatives. Actually, my mom. She was raised Catholic, and she helped us confirm Catholic. But she since moved away, and she started a church with a pastor from Nigeria, and they have a. They were meeting at our home, my parents' home, and then they moved, and they're now in a facility. So I don't know how to deal with it. I have sought counsel before, and I was advised to, you know, let her alone, which I do. I respect her, and I try to support her, but I don't know how to look at this from, like, a church teaching standpoint, because every time I talk with her, I feel like, there's a growing hostility towards the church, and I feel like she's, towards the Catholic Church, I feel like she's trying to, with things, how she says things, pull me into the other church, but I don't know how to handle that.
Okay.
Or talk to her about it, yeah.
Well, there are, I mean, it's obviously a tough situation, and one of the things that you've been told, namely to, you know, to kind of let her be, is something that's often good advice. Now, it's not the preferred way of dealing with this kind of situation. I mean, ideally, you'd want to be able to go to her and say, Mom, you know, I love you and I respect you, but, you know, you've left Christ's church. You've left the church that Jesus wants you to be part of. And that's not his will for you. And, you know, it can even endanger your salvation. And so I want to see you reconciled with the church. And I understand you may have issues that, you know, you've come to have different views about, or you may have objections or concerns. And I'd like to do what I can to help you overcome those. I'd love it if you know, were willing to take another look at some of those issues open-mindedly. And I'd be happy to help either, you know, do what I can, whether it's answering questions or helping you find resources that could answer your questions. I'd love to be able to help you do that. And if you could do that with your mom, that would be great. That would be the ideal. But oftentimes people are at a point in their life where they're not receptive to that. And in that situation, it can be necessary to just kind of leave them be for a while and pray for them and look for opportunities where they may be more receptive, not necessarily going for the big issue, but some small single issue as a way of opening the door and helping them reconsider.